For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
President Trump wrapped up his visit to the G7 with an impromptu news conference. The president again touting the idea of having Russia reinstated to the G8.
I think it would be an asset to have Russia back in. I think it would be good for the world. I think it would be good for Russia. I think it would be good for the United States. I think it would be good for all of the countries of the current G7.
Trump now on his way to Singapore for his Tuesday summit with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
He can take that nation with those great people and truly make it great. So it's a one-time shot.
National Security Advisor John Bolton is expected to have an advisory presence at the summit despite his frosty relationship with North Korean officials. The U.S. Air Force performed drills over the skies of Singapore today, and there is a general excitement in Singapore for the upcoming summit. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyn-Root. I'm not just a conservative talk show host. I'm a father of four kids. When we all send our kids to school each day, the second most important thing is that they get good grades. But the most important thing by far is they come home safe and sound in one piece. Trained as an Army Ranger and former Deputy Sheriff, Joe Curran thought the same thing. That's why he invented a product called Bullet Blocker. He invented the world's first bulletproof backpack. Now Joe has built a super successful company around safety products for your most precious assets, your kids and your family. Bullet Blocker is an American company. They custom make a ton of products, bullet-resistant backpacks, bulletproof clothing, vests, fleeces, briefcases. Bullet Blocker gives you the gift of life, clothing that looks cool but protects your children's life with the same coverage as police body armor. Everything works with Department of Education guidelines. Go to bulletblocker.com and enter code WAR to save 10% on your order. That's bulletblocker.com, bulletblocker.com.
Authorities in Florida say search teams have located the body of the woman killed by an alligator in Davie, Florida. The 47-year-old was walking her dogs near a lake yesterday when she was attacked. Officer Ronald Washington is with Florida's Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
Initial necropsy revealed human remains in the gator.
A trapper hired by authorities removed the 12-foot, 6-inch alligator from the pond and killed it. The woman's arm was inside the gator. The son of actor Ryan O'Neill and the late Farrah Fawcett is facing charges connected to the attack on five men in Venice Beach. LAPD Sergeant Scotty Stevens says a motive for the attacks is unknown.
They all seem to be random. It appears, though, based on what we know now, that it just started as an argument between unknown persons and quickly escalated with the violent acts.
O'Neill had also been jailed for robbing a convenience store. A prosecutor in France says there's no evidence of foul play or violence in celebrity chef Anthony Bourdain's death in a French hotel room. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
For the first time, the Afghan Taliban followed the Afghanistan government's lead in announcing a 3-day ceasefire over the holiday that marks the end of Ramadan. The presidential spokesman hopes it creates security in this country.
The government of Afghanistan is hopeful that this process will become a long-term process, will result into a sustainable peace in Afghanistan.
After several controversial arrests in his department in recent weeks that were all caught on tape, Mesa, Arizona Police Chief Ramon Batista said yesterday that such incidents are unacceptable and they need to stop.
The actions shown on that video and all these recent videos do not reflect the vast majority of the men and women of the Mesa Police Department.
Seven officers have been placed on administrative leave after videos raised questions about the use of force in two encounters. One incident involved an unarmed man being punched repeatedly, the other an arrest of a teenage boy last month. Democrats are responding to Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's move to scrap the month-long August recess due to what he called the Democrats' historic obstruction of President Trump's legislative agenda. In the weekly Democratic address, Senator Tim Kaine of Virginia calls on Republicans to spend the month of August working with Democrats to pass proposals that bring down the price of insurance and prescription drugs for families.
The only way to get health care right in this country is for us to focus on real solutions that will work for folks across the country.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.